Okay, we're gonna learn a little bit about Lag BaOmer. So this is the eighth mimer in the Nesiv Shalom and Spirit of Omer on page Sin Kof Zayin, if you have the safer. And it's called Bar Yochai Nimshachta Ashrecha. Okay, which is obviously a quote from the song that we're all familiar with. Okay, so he says like this: Yom the Hilula Dershim Bar Yochai, on the day of the Hilula. Hilula is the day that the person passed away. So the day of the Yortzeit, basically, of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and Yached Lo Ma'amad Miyuchad, Shelo Matzino Kedugmato B'Shar Tzadikim Tanayim V'Amarim. He was given a special standing, unique, that we have not found anything that's similar to that, any example like this, with all the other Tzadikim and Tanayim and Amarim that exist in our history. We never saw something like this. Asher Yisrael, im einam neviim b'nei neviim him. Where Yisrael, okay, so b'nei Yisrael we're not b'nei neviim anymore, but we're the sons of neviim. This is a phrase that's found in the Gemara, which means that you can see from the way that Klal Yisrael relates to something, what Klal Yisrael does about something, or how they act in some, in some ways. You can rely on that to determine what halacha is, for example, or to actually know what the truth is. Why? Gemara says, because im einam neviim, b'nei neviim. Even if b'nei Yisrael right now are not neviim, but they're the sons of neviim. Okay, the Gemara gives an example of when Pesach falls out on Shabbos, Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. How do you bring your knife, shechita knife, to the Beis Hamikdash to shech the Korban Pesach? Are you allowed to bring it? Are you not allowed to bring it at Shabbos? And the Gemara says, go out and watch the people. See what they do. Even if they're not Nevi'im themselves, but they're the sons of Nevi'im. So that means like we have traditions, we have Masorahs, and we have certain insights that we have like almost built in because of the Klal Yisrael, because we're Klal Yisrael, that we can rely on that. So what about that over here? So he's saying, Chafetim lirabeik bo be'oro shel Rashbi. That's a very, very strange thing if you think about it. It's a Tana. He's a Tana. He's in the Gemara. We see him all the time. Rav Shimon versus Rabbi Meir. We have machloksim with Rav Shimon all the time. He's a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Who else have we ever seen that all of Klal Yisrael goes to his kever, right, on one day a year, and we sing songs about, like there are songs about him? How many songs are there about this year, anyone? I know. This year we have a problem. Okay, fine. But the point is, there's still going to be hundreds of thousands of people going.
I heard
maybe they'll get turned around. But they're
limiting it to like 1,500.
1,500 at a time. But there still will be hundreds of thousands, I promise you. Whatever. And if not, so they're making a big bonfire in Yerushalayim where there's going to be 100,000 people there. And there's going to be like, where else have we ever seen? I'll just ask you this question. Can you even think of one other person in our history who has a song written about his life? I can't, besides for Yaakov Shomer, Menachem, their songs haven't been written yet, but they will be written. That for sure. That for sure. But really, do we have nothing? Like, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have a song written about his life. We have songs that mention his name, but we don't have songs about his life. Like, it's mamish, like, it's a weird thing. Weird. A song about his life? We have songs about what he said. We have songs about his teachings, but I don't think we have, it's a very strange thing. It's amazing. It's an amazing thing. So we have to figure that out. What, that begs Darshani. And again, even if you, like, he's coming out and he's telling us, what is he? Why does he quote this thing of im einam neviim b'nei neviim? Why is he saying that? Because there is no source to do this. It's not like we have like great rabbanim in certain svarim said that we should sing songs about Rabbi Akiva. Like we don't have any like halacha like that about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. But b'nei Yisrael are doing it. If b'nei Yisrael are doing it, it must be that that's something special. Okay, b'nei. About Rashbi, the Gemara says, and the other Sfarim and Chazal say, they describe about him tremendous heights, the greatest heights that could be. Kedita Bazar Kodesh, like it says in the Zohar Kodesh. We're reading about the Lag Bomber. It says in the Zohar. Ksiv Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yerek Kol Zohar Haspnei Hadon Hashem. It says that three times a year you have to, it's actually this week's Parsha. Pretty sure. No, not this week's Parsha. It is, that pasuk is from Shmos, actually. Yeah. So it says three times a year you need to see all of the males of Bnei Israel have to go and see the face of Hashem. See Hashem. You have to go to the Beis HaMikdash and show up and see the house of God. Man Pnei Adon Hashem. And the Zohar says, okay, Pasha Pshat Napazi means you have to do Aliyah regularly, you have to come to the Beis HaMikdash on the three regalim, right? Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos. But the Zohar says, this is startling. The Zohar says, Man Pnei Adon Hashem. What is that? What is the Pnei Adon Hashem? What is the face of your master Hashem? Da Rashbi. That's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. That's like, sounds like fear. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, whoa. That's like a scary statement. Who is your master? Master? That's Rashbi. Wow. I mean, this is crazy stuff. Right? It says it in the Zohar. Odi Yisrashon. It says more over there in the Zohar. Sharashbi Nikra Shabbos. Rashbi is called Shabbos. Ruayan Nishmas Moshe Rabbeinu. And he was the soul of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? So tremendous, crazy praises are given to Mishum Yechai. Me'idach, on the other hand, Matzino Beseder Yimei Sfira. We found in the counting of the, in the order of the counting of the days of the Sfira, Asher Amida Shel Yom Ha'ilul Yom Ha'gimel Ba'omer, Hu Hod Shebahod. We find that the day of Lag Ba'omer is Hod Shebahod. Okay? Hod Shebahod. We're going to be starting Hod on Thursday night. And when we get to Rosh Hashanah, it's Hod Shebahod. You guys know what this, what that means, Hod Shebahod?
No.
Not the words, but you understand what the idea is? Ah. Okay, so Sfiras HaOmer is how many days?
49.
Okay, good. So we count 49, right, leading up to the 50th. And so that's 7 times 7, right? So there's 7 weeks of Sfiras HaOmer, right? So there are also 7 midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiviyachol, that Hashem uses to interact with the world. So what in most common terms, is there a sitter here?
Oh, I have a sitter right there on the shelf there. Oh, there's one right here. Look in the article. In the article sitter.
Yeah. All those. So there's 7 midos. Okay, the 7 midos. This is just important general Kabbalistic information to know. Just it's Kabbalistic, but it's not so whatever. So the 7 midos are Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes. No, I'm gonna have a pencil. Thank you. Chesed Gevura Tiferes. And you write it like this. Chesed Gevura Tiferes. Oops, sorry. That's why you don't give me the point threes. And then you have Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. Okay? These are the 7. And then there's Malchus. There's other ways, there's permutations to it. Has anybody ever seen this diagram? It really goes like this. You ever seen that before? That drawing? No? You've seen that before. It's Kabbalah, guys. Watch out. It's Kabbalah. Anyway. Those are the midos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses to interact with the world. Okay? So, what? The shape is the flow. This is the flow. Meaning that it starts with Chesed, and then it flows into Gevura. Those two combined is Tiferes. Tiferes branches off into Netzach and Hod. And then Netzach and Hod combine to Yesod. And Malchus is the final representation or manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will in this world. That's what Malchus is. See, I told you, set a goal. Anyway, Lamaisa, the idea here is that, and these are different midos. Like, there's midos on the right and there's midos on the left, right? As you can see, the midos on the right are Chesed and Netzach. Those are generally more like Chesed type midos, and then you have Gevura
and hold. Gvura always means restraint. So it's like the opposite of chesed. And hod is, so it's splendor, but it also means a kind of restraint also, okay? And then Tiferes and Yesod are the combination of the two, and Malchus, again, is the final manifestation. So when we count Sfiris HaOmer, so if you look in the standard sitter, by Sfiris HaOmer, you'll see that by every day of Sfiris HaOmer, it says underneath the day what, in other words, so what we do is we say, okay, we have the first week of Sfiris HaOmer is Chesed. And so we go through all seven of these of Chesed. So it's Chesed Sheba Chesed, then Gvura Sheba Chesed, then Tifer Sheba Chesed, Netzah Sheba Chesed, Hod Sheba Chesed, meaning every one of these manifestations has a certain aspect of Chesed in it. It has a certain aspect of Gvura in it. It has a certain aspect of Tiferes in it. And so every day of Sfiris HaOmer, it's a different one of those combinations. And then you end up with 7 times 7 because there's 7 in there, right? So, for example, today we are on 26. So 26, it says here in the Aron's Scroll Seder, is Hod Sheben Netzach, meaning we're in the week of Netzach right now, okay? Because we're in the fourth week. So look, the first week was Chesed, second week is Gvura, third week is Tiferes. We're in the fourth week, right? So therefore, we're in Netzach, okay? And if it's 26, then what is it? It's 3 weeks and 26 minus 21, 5 days. So it's, well, okay, but it's the fourth day, that's what you meant. Right. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, right? So that's why it's Netzach, okay? Anyway, the point is that if you look at any sort of, pass it around, you'll see underneath the day it says, Chesed Sheba Chesed, Chesed Sheba Chod. Okay, what that means is that every day, and there are certain people actually that, there's actually Svarim that are written with, they have a different thing to work on every day of Sfiris HaOmer that corresponds to this thing, meaning that today it's Netzach Sheba, Hod Sheba Netzach, Hod Sheba, whatever one was, I forgot it was already, Hod Sheba Netzach, it's Hod Sheba Netzach. So those two things, the hold of the Netzach, like there's a certain personality trait that is represented by those two things, and that's what you should work on today. And there are Sfarim that do that, like every single day. There's a Sefer called Svartim Lechem. I don't know. It's very, very Kabbalistic, that one. There's other ones also that are less Kabbalistic, and they basically go through every single day, and they tell you, like, okay, this Midah that is existing today, that is, the Midah of this day, the way you work on it is by doing X, Y, Z. Okay? So that's like, but that's what this idea is. So every day, therefore, Sfiris HaOmer represents one of these midas. Okay? So now, which day does Lag BaOmer fall out on? Where's the sitter? Which day does Lag BaOmer fall out on? Huh? Shh. I'm asking Yaakov Meshomer Menachem. Okay, very good. So he says like this. So the day of this yortzeit, of Rav Shimon's yortzeit, is Hod Sheba Hod. And he says, Shehi ke'edua amida nemucha biyoter. That's considered to be the lowest of all the midos. It's considered to be the lowest of all the midos. And he doesn't quote the source. He just tells us that is, he's actually going to quote us a little bit. But he says that is the lowest midah. The lowest midah is hod, and this is the hod of the hod. It's like the lowest of the low. That's Rav Shimon's. What?
What does hod mean?
Again, hod means like splendor or like almost beauty in a certain way. But in terms of the midos, in the Sefer Kabbalah, that is considered to be the lowest of the midos. And he says, "V'hukedeisa b'Shmuel." That's like what it says in the Divrei Shmuel, Shedavka Mishum Sha'or Sha'rashbi Gadol Kokach Megila Mekomot Rechokim V'Nemuchim Biyoter. Why is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's Yortzeit on the lowest of all the midos, the lowest of the low? Because Rashbi's light is so great, it's so strong, that it can reach even to the darkest places, even to the lowliest of places where Shem light can reach. Just like the light of the sun reaches all places, so to also Rishon Mayachai's light reaches all places. Like the tzaddikim say, as the svarim say, that the greater the tzaddik is, the greater his capacity is to love even the greatest rasha. Think about it. So it sounds like a paradox, but it's not, right? You would think the biggest tzaddik is going to be the most removed and the most hating, let's say, of the bigger Russia. And the bigger the Russia is, the worse it is, because they're the most removed. But it's the opposite. As far as I'm right, the greater the tzaddik, the greater the Russia is that he can love. He can love the greater Russia. Ki oro arav yoredo mi'arfil rishayim, because the gray light of this tzaddik is able to even light up even for the rishayim. Malken Melech HaMashiach Yahavis HaGuru should be Israel, and therefore the Melech Yisrael, the Melech HaMashiach, which should come here by Amenu, he'll be able to love even the worst of Klal Yisrael. K'mo Shohavim Et HaTzadik HaGadol Biter, just like he loves the greatest Tzadik, he'll be able to love the greatest Russia. Chayim Matzinu Inyan Zeh B'Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom Sheikhi L'Siyah M'Jegor. He saw the same thing by Moshe Rabbeinu, that he reached the highest levels. Tumunas Hashem Yibir, and he mamash saw like a vision of Hashem. Yaya Nav Me'or. And he was the most humble of all people. Mikol Adam Hashem Pnei Adama. Ubecheda Egel, and by the Cheda Egel, Imki, Aya Chet Nora. Even though the Chet was a terrible, you know, crazy sin, Kemosha Amar Cheda Amazeh Chata Agdola, just like it says in the pasuk, that it was a tremendous sin. Aba Pikin Bikesh Im Tisach Hatatam Im Ayn Machin Am Yisrael. Even still, Moshe Rabbeinu, on his high level, he davened for the saving of these people that just did this heinous crime against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So much so that he actually asked Hashem, either you forgive them or wipe me out from your savior. Like, he was not joking around. The Zohar says that he gave himself over to be killed. Because he was so high, because he was on such a high level, that he was able to even give up himself for the people that were on the lowest level. So to also the Rishon Bayuchai. Shunishmas Moshe Rabbeinu. And we just said before that he has the Nishma of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Godel Oro Ereu Meir is Makomza Nehuch Meyoter Ad Bechinas Hoche Behod. Because he has such a great light, he's able to light up even the lowest places, even Hoche Behod, which is the lowest of all. Kavoshi Katava Rav Kodosh Baal Abay Beis Aaron. The Beis Aaron says, Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu, Lakol Afram Shem Lakol. Just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu is for everybody, loves everybody, so to Hashem Shem Reichai is for everybody. Haim Shem Meir Lakol. That means that he gives light to all. I feel a leilu Shem Batachlish Falamatzav. Even those that are on the lowest level they could be. But Zed Deita Besukah. It says in the Gemara Sukah. Shamar Rashbi. Ah, famous Gemara in Sukah. It says in the Gemara in Sukah. Mem Heim Bet. Rashbi says Yechol Ani Liftor Kol Alam Kulo Min Adin. Shimon says about himself, I have the ability to exempt the entire world from judgment from Hashem. I can exempt the entire generation from getting punished from din. Because a tzaddik like that, who loves every Jew, so he has the ability to be able to exempt the entire generation from judgment. Okay, so we're going to stop there. What we've seen here is some of the milas of Rav Shem Bayuchai. He's called Shabbos. He's called Pnei Ha'adon Hashem, which sounds almost like Fira. He is the Neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu. He's on the highest level possible that he could even shine his light into the darkest, darkest places that exist. And we'll stop with that. Shkoyach, everybody.